Yeah, we're holding on the bottom of the Gemara, Daf Lamed on the days, almost Daf Lamed Aleph. Again, let's share the words that Rabbi Chanina said over Halachas Krev Shimon Shizuri. And he said over statement, V'lo Yerdeh L'Komach M'Shonah Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, Halacha Kumai Say, wherever he says that we pass can like him. So now the share the words on which Halacha Rabbi Shimon Shizuri did Rabbi Chanina said this Halacha. So Mara says now that Elo Rather Ho, around the 6 lines, 7 lines up, Elo Ho, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur Oimer, Mishum Rav Shimon Shizuri. It says over the name of Rav Shimon Shizuri that Pul HaMitzri, if you have this bean, Pul HaMitzri, Shazor Lezera, you planted it, not Amanas Yutid Al Tiyer, repeat the vegetable, because then the Mises goes Bosa L'Shas L'Kita, when you pull it off, but rather you planted Amanas Lezera, you planted to use the seed of it. So then you go Bosa HaShrosho, when it starts to root, that's the year of Mises. So Loch is what's going to be Miktsos Hishris of Nei Rosh Hashanah or Miktsos Yach Rosh Hashanah. When you planted all these seeds together right before Rosh Hashanah, some of them was Nishras before Rosh Hashanah, so considered as Maestros from the last year, and some of them, half of them, was Nishras after Rosh Hashanah. And then you have to take off Trumas Maestros from the next year's crop. So Loch is Ein Tormim Mizel Zeh. You can't take off Truma from one on the other, because the Klal is the fishein tormen umaisrim loymen achodes al yoshin. You can't take off trumas from last year's crop to part of this year's crop. Al achodes this year's al yoshin from last year's loymen ayoshin. You can't take off from last year's crop al achodes to part of this year. So what should you do in such a case when you have all of these mixed together? Kate said yaser sorvoy gornel toichli. Means fill them all up together. Put them all together in one big silo like. Rashi says it means kloy mar marvin yofa. Make a good trumas, mix them up very good over here, v'yitrim, and take off truma. Take off whatever it is, 1/10, take off the truma here, take off the truma semaisris. The truma, let's say, is 1/40th, 1/50th, take off. The nimtza comes out, turin o maisim min achodish shaboy, ala achodish shaboy, o min hayoshin shaboy, ala yoshin shaboy. This is Rabbi Shimon Shizuri's chiddush. Like you have a right to be soymech, that the amount of trum you're taking out now will be exactly proportioned to how much is mixed up from last year and this year's crop. And therefore, in this trum itself, how much is from last year, part of last year's tevel. And how much is from this year's, part of this year's tevel. So you could be soymech on that. So maybe Rabbi Chanina said over the halacha on this memra of Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. So Mar says, no, that can't be, because Yitzmalov learned on this halacha that Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Kishim Shizuri, that they said over in this punt, we passed to the Shim Shizuri. Now the question is if Rabbi Chanina said his memra on this halacha also, so again, V'yemisa, if he said it on this memra, who Nami Lema, they should have said his name here also. How come his name is not mentioned here? Tell Mike, this is not the case where Rabbi Chanina said halacha was like the Shim Shizuri. Ela Rad Omer Papa Papa says like this. Where is the memra of Rabbi Shimon? Ashida, a lock about a chest, like we'll soon see. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Ayayin, a memra about wine. So it's like this. Rav Papa says, yeah, now the Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph on top. That Ashida, Rav Papa says, the memra was set over on the lock of a chest. That's not learned like this. Ashida, if you have a big chest, so the question is, we know a Kli is a Makabal Tumah. But when the Kli is so big, its pockets, it's not called the Kli anymore, Lekabel Tumah. So how big does the Kli have to be that's not Roy to Lekabel Tumah anymore? So Beishama Yemrim Nimdera Desmim Mifnim. The Loch is it has to be big enough to hold Nem Saw of liquid, or else Rashi says that's 2 kurs of Yavish of dried. Now how do you measure where it fits inside the Kli? So Beishama goes to Churm and says you only measure the inside of the Kli itself. You do not include the thickness of the Kli, just exactly how much the inside of this Kli could take. If the chest is that big, that the way it's made right now, the inside could take Mem So, or two kurs of Midas Yovesh, then it's Poker the Shem Kli, it's not Makabel Tumah anymore. But if it can't take that much, then it's still called the Kli. So again, so Beis Shammai says, Nimdera Desim Mifnin, you only measure the inside of the Kli, how much exactly goes inside the Kli. Beisilu says, Mi bachutz, no, you even measure the outside. In other words, the thickness of the outside of the Kli, like Rashi says, we consider as if it would have been chokal, it would have been hollowed out to the bottom of the Kli. And if that part is included, then it would take Aboyim Sur, two kurs, it's not Makabel Tuma. That's Besilus Kula. That means even the inside of the clear, the thickness of the inside is also included. Umoidim Elu Vilub, they both agree, Shein Uve Haraglayim Vuve Halavazvazin Nimdid, that the thickness of the legs and the thickness of the rim, that's not included in the measurement. So far, this is the Machlokes Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, Moed and they both agree, Shuvei Haraglayim Vuvei Halavazin Nimdad. He holds no, he argues, Rabbi Yossi holds no, that the thickness of the legs and the thickness of the rim is included in the measurement of the Kli. But Ubenayim Em Nimdad, but the space in between the legs, that's not included. That's too wide. That's not included already. Now, Reb Shimon Shezuri Yomer, Emho Yuraglayim Gevoyos, Tefach, if the feet of the base of this chest was high, a Tefach, then Ein B'neim Nindad. What's in between one leg and another leg is not included in the measurement. But if the legs are not that tall, then we say B'neim Nindad, even what's in between the legs is also included in this measurement of Memsor. Rashi says the B'nai means Oisei Avir, Shebein Haraglayim, the space from one foot to another feet, is not Nimdad, but that's the Machlokes. So Shimon Zuri says if it's a Tefach, it's a Mokom Choshev, it's not included. But if it's less than a Tefach, it's not a Mokom Choshev, then it's included. So it could be on this Halach of Shimon Zuri that he said even the Raglayim is also included in the measurement of the Kli, that it's Makabal, that if it's wide enough, big enough to receive Mem So, it's not Makabal Tumah. So this is the halacha of Shimon Shazuri. So maybe on this halacha did Rabbi Chanina say his halacha. Now Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar Ayayin. He says no. Whether Rabbi Chanina said the halacha was like a Shimon Shazuri was going on a halacha about the Yayin, and we learned like this. To Tanan we learned Rabbi Meir Oimer Shemen Tchilo Liyelum. Rabbanu made a special chumra about Shemen, about oil that always remains a Rishon L'Tumah, even if a Sheni touched it. Still, the mice, it always remains a Rishon L'Tumah. Rashi says, Ben Shenitma B'yavah Tumah B'Rishon B'Sheni Hevi Rishon. That's the halacha about Shem. Rashi says, the Kaimalon, the Kol HaPoisles HaTruma Metama Mashkin L'Yestchila, and therefore the Shemen Mashka, Shemen is also called Mashka. That's the Chiddush. All Mashka have this halacha of water, and no Adin, Shemen is also considered a Mashka. That's what Jemaya says. The Chomer and the Chomer say Afad Vash. They hold even honey is also called a Mashka. If even though a Sheni touches Mashka, it remains a Rishon L'Tumah. Reb Shimon Shezuri Yoyim Afa Yayin. He says Yayin is also considered a Mashka. So more is the question, if so, Mechalad HaTanakama Sova Yayin Loi? Is it possible to say that the Tanakama, like he only says Shemun or Dvash, but not Yayin? It doesn't make any sense. Avad Yayin is awesome. Rashi says Epitimiyah. The yain miiklamand yomal of mashka was anybody that holds that wine is not called mashka. About the yain is called a mashka. About should also have this chumra according to everybody that has always had the tumas rishon on it. So more says like this: Eimer rather say Reb Shimon Shezuri Yoyim yain. He meant to say that adafki yain, and he meant to say v'loy shemen udvash v'loy hevi mashkin, that he holds that shemen and dvash is not called a mashka. So on this halach, Reb Chanina is what said. Said Aloch Reb Shimon Shezuri that what's called the mashka that has this chumah that's always a rishon l'tumah, it's only yayin and not shemen and devash. Mara says Tani will learn like this that Omer Reb Shimon Shezuri says that pamachas that once happened nisarivli tevel bechulin, that tevel got mixed up into chulin. The Rashi says the case was nisarivli tevel. Rashi says of demai bechulin. And therefore it can't be mafresh mimenu, because there's chula mixed into it. So even though Rashi says that the ma'ala mechayim midiraisa v'maiser, afilu ochi oyu mechayim midirabonin, hevle min chula naptur al tevel achiv. So what can we do now? The kids saw the tevel fell back in to regular chulin. So what should we do now? So Sarah Shemizur said it happened to him once. Obosi v'shalti eskevetafin yesrevetafin. Vomel, and he said to me, Lech kach locho min ashuk. Go buy more peris min ashuk, means buy more demai for namoritz. So for namoritz, again, it's potim midiraisa, it's only mechuyim midirabonin. And the aser alav, and take off trumas samaisas from that, onto this terubis here. Why? Because Kesavra Tavan holds that the Yeraisa Beruba Botel. That means the Yeraisa shall be Goros this or not. If you learn we're talking about the Maila Chura, you don't have to be Goros this. This Svar would be even if Yod was real Tevel Midiraisa. But still, the Maisa now Midiraisa, it's Botel Chad Betray. And therefore, it's only Midirabonin that it's Choshev, it's not Botel. So you only have to take off Truma Samaisa Midirabonin. The Raiva Amorat Samaisa and Hain. And the Tevel, the food you buy from an Amorat in the street also, most of them took off Truma Samaisa. So it's only Mechuyi Midirabonin. Therefore, they're both equal. Vevele Keturim Menaptur Alaptur. Like both is Potim Midiraisa, they're only Mechuyi Midirabonin. So that's the eighth side of Taikov, Truma Samaisris, for this Tevel that fell into the Chulin. So more is the question now, Vilema, how come Matafan didn't say, Vilema Le Kach Minodik Chavim? Why didn't he say, go buy Paris off an Amor, off a Goy? The Chura Goy also, Midirais, he's Potter for Truma Samaisris, only Mechuyim Midirabonin. So you'll also have Minaptur Alaptur. So more says, no, Ksover of Tafan holds, the Ein Kinyan Levik Chavim, the Eretz Yisrael Lavkiya Miyad Maisa, no, that a goy's kinyan Eretz Yisrael is not that strong. It's not mafki, it does not take away the chiv of Truma Samaisus. In other words, Midiraisi is still mechuyv in Truma Samaisa. Tuan Paris bought off a goy. And therefore, Behevelim and Achiv Alaptur, you cannot use these Paris to pat the Yot Tevel that fell into the Chulin. Because since it's bottom Beroy Midiraisa, Midiraisi is not mechuyv in Truma Samaisa, it's only Midirabonin. And this is mechuyv Midiraisa, so it's called Menachiv Alaptur. So that's why I told him only go buy Paris off an Amoritz, which is also only Mechuyiv Midirabon. So therefore, it's the Rabbon of the Kechiv honor, the Rabbon of the Kechiv, you could be yours to take off this Truma for that Tevel. Now the Gemara says, Ikid Tamri, some say though, that Omele Yesef, Tafan Yenzev Akin said, Leich Kach Menorik Echovim, another Eitzer is, or the only Eitzer is, go and buy Paris off a Goy. Why? Because Kesav, according to his Gersa, he holds that Yesh Kinyan Levik Echovim, B'Eretz Yisrael Avkiyim Yad Maisa. Yes, a goy does have a koyach, a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael, and the karka that he owns, that karka midirites like his potter from Truma Samaisris. There's only a chiv midirabonin, and therefore behevelim and aptur al aptur is like both are potter midirites. It's only chay midirabonin. Therefore, you could take off Truma Samaisris from the Paris of Anakim for this tevel that was mixed up with the chulin. So in this gears the Gemara's the question: V'leim lehakim didn't say back to him kach miashuk. Take from the street, from the shuk. So he ends the Marin says, Ksover, because he held like this, that Ein Reiv Amoritz Meisrin. According to his Gersa, they held no, that Paris Amoritz, you don't say Reiv with them took off Trumas and Meisrin. Therefore, it's a Sophic Midiraisa, considered like the Mechui Midiraisa take off Trumas and Meisrin. Therefore, you can yet not use those Paris to part the Yot Tebo that fell into Chudim. Because there, since it's Botel Reiv Midiraisa, therefore, since it's bottle bereiv, it's only mechuyim midirabonin. It's only midirabonin that's not bottle, and therefore oblaid minachiv alaptur. So therefore, the eighth was he told him take from Paris goy akum, which is Paris of an akum according to his girsa. If you old yesh kinyan, then it's only mechuyim midirabonin midiraisa yipoto. So that was the eighth to take the Paris of an amorit from a goy and part yourself your truma semaisis on this table that fell into the chulin. Now the Gemara says, Sholach le Rav Yema bar Shalmi Yola Rapopo. Rav Yema bar Shalmi sent Rapopo. And it's like this. Ho diyoma Ravim bar Chinuno. That Ravim bar Chinuno said, Omar Ula, the name of Ula, Omar Rav Chanina. That loch is Shimon Shazuri. That loch is like Rav Shimon Shazuri. Voloi oid, not only this, Elo komokim Shoshana Rav Shimon Shazuri. Loch is Moisai. Any place that we said halacha, any time he says halacha, we pass him like him. Af bin isar v'loi tevel v'chulin. Eve, so he asked him a question, even in this case also, even in this last halacha, where it says, where we have this case, where this tevel got mixed up into chulin. As Shimon Shazuri said, the eitzer is, go out and buy from the shuk, or else go and buy from a guy, and take off Trumas and Isis. So he asked him, we pass him in this case also like him, Shimon Shazuri. Omalei said back to him, in, yes. That why not? Like, this is also a lochwe pasuk like Hashem and Tzuri. Omer Vashi, Vashi said, Omalei Mazutra, Mazutri said, the Korsi bo Rebbe Chanin de Mesura. Chanin de Mesura had a question even, like Korshebe. He asked the question like, Sito, of course we pasuk like Hashem and Tzuri. Mi kama be Mishnah Seinu. Did he say before Memra that only in the Mishnah did we pasuk like Hashem and Tzuri? He said, Aloshinov, Komokim Shoshana Komar. any place that we learned halacha from Shimon Tzuzu, we paskin like him. So Zopshito, we paskin like him in this halacha also. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Ziri, Omar Rav Chananel, Omar Rav, in the name of Rav like this, that Kra, you have a Sefer Torah, and it started to rip. So Kra Habo B'Shnei Shitin, if the rip came down from the top of the parchment, and it went far down into two lines of writing, is yit for the locher is still you allowed to sew it up in its kosher. Again, it did not rip any oisius, it did not go into the oisius, just meant it went down in between the oisius, but the kara, the rip came down the lengthwise into the length of two lines. Says so, he said back, you still kosher, you're allowed to sew it up. But bisholosh, as it came down into three lines worth, then I yit for it, then it's not nice anymore, then it'll be a gnai, but rather you have to take out this whole urea, this whole piece of parchment, and put another one in instead. Oh, male rabba zuto. The Ravashi, Ishno hoch yom rabbiyam yom medifti. This is the way rabbiyam yom medifti said over, Mishmei the rabba, in the name of rabba. The ho diyam rinun. Bisholo shal yit for, that's that you say, if the craft, the rift came down into the length of three rows. It went so far down that it's not nice. You can't sew it anymore. Loyamor, that was only sell elabiatikto. If it's an old piece of parchment, then it's a big gunai for it to be sewn up. Avachadato, but if it's a new piece of parchment, then less lambor, then it doesn't make a difference. Even though the kara comes down more than three lines, still you could sew it up. And now the Gemara explains, for loyatikto atikto mamish, it doesn't really mean an old piece of parchment. And b'loy charata charata mamish doesn't mean a new piece of parchment either. Ella, what does it mean? Ho de lo yafitzon, ho de yafitzon. It depends if you use, if you process this skin, this leather, with afitzon, with this gold nut water or not. If you use afitzon, then it looks old. Rashi said then it looks black, looks like it's old. So again, if it was treated with afitzon, then Rashi says it looks black and it's like atik, like an old one. And then if it's ripped so much, it's a gunai, doesn't look so nice, then you cannot fix it up. But ho de lo yafitzon, if you did not use it with afitzon, then it looks like a new piece of parchment, then you could sew it up even though it went down more than three lines worth. But Bahani Milu, when can you sew it up? Begidim. You have to use kosher veins that you always use to make the Torah or the tefillin with. But the garden leib, it's time to sew it up with garden, with string, that you cannot use. Boy Rabbi Yehudi Baraba. Yehudi Baraba's question is this. What's going to be Bein Daf Ladaf? Let's say the kara came down between one column and another column. As it came down in the blank space, maybe there's not such a gnai, even though the kara came very far down, maybe still you could sew it. Or else then Shita L'Shita did not go down between the lines, but it went in between the lines, across it goes. Ben Shita L'Shita. It went in between the lines. Rashi says, if Nikra, maybe Yitzvah, or Litlo Yitzvah, to Shiloh, could you sew it up or not? Maybe if the corral like went in the widthwise, along, in between two lines, it doesn't affect any line at all, maybe there's not so bad, my take. Here it says, my supplies by Sophic in the Gemara, if you can fix this enough. If this is a Gennai to sew it up, and maybe here it's not such a big Gennai. Omar says, Omar Reb Zero, Omar Rav Chananel, Omar Rav, that Mezuzah, Shekos for Shtayim, Shtayim, Kishero. If you write a mezuzah, that you only have two words on each line, that's a very long mezuzah, still it's Kishero, it's okay. Chachila, we don't write this way, but I call upon him, if you write it this way, it's still it's kosher. So we boil up a question like this, what's going to be Shtayim v'sholos v'yachas? One line you write two words, then you write three words, then you write one word. Mao, is this kosher or not? So I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Kol Shechen Shesor Kishiro. Yes, Avada is kosher, but that's the way we write the Yoshir in the Torah. Or Azinu, you write it this way, you write the Shiva this way, it's called the Ksav, so therefore you can write the Mezuzah this way also. But the Mar Mesa have a question on you. It says, Aloha, also Kishiro, if you write a Sefer Torah, the regular parts of it, like the Yoshir, or else Oishiro, you write the Yoshir, Kamoisa, like a regular Sefer Torah, Sula is possible. Must be in the Sefer Torah, we have to have each way written the way it's supposed to. Regular Ksav and the Shiva Dik Ksav. Sechura Mezuzah also, it's supposed to be written normally. If you write it like a shira, like the lines of the shira, it should be possible. Smara says, no, kitanya hi b'sefer Torah. When did we learn that it's possible only by sefer Torah? Because there's halacha, there's the regular ksav, and there's the ksav of oz yashir. So there's an inyan not to mix up the two. But by mezuzah, you have no oz yashir, you have no shira in it. Therefore, no matter how you write, it could be as kosher. Gemara says, itmanam, we also learn like this. That Omar Rabba Barbachon Omar Rab Yechanon, the Yarmilah some say Omar Rab Acho Barbachon Omar Rab Yechanon, Mezuzah Shoso Shtayim Vishal Shviachas Ksero, if you have a mezuzah that you wrote it with two words in a line, and then three in a line, and then one on a line is Ksero. But a Bavat providing Shlo Yasana Kakuba, a Bavat Shlo Yasana Kazonah, you can't make it like a tent, or you can't make it like a tail, that doesn't look nice. So Rashi says, it means to say, you can't make one, two, and then three. Or else the opposite, where like a tail would be, first three words in a line, then two words in a line, then one line. That does not look nice. That does not look like a mezuzah. That's possible. But otherwise, two, three, and one is kosher. Now, Omer al-Chizr says, Alo Oretz, the last two words of the parshas of mezuzah, or the second parshas of Krishna, we say, Kimei HaShemayim Alo Oretz, where do we write these words of Al-Oretz? Peshitachron, it has to be on the last line of the mezuzah. That's the only thing you write on the last line, is only these two words, Al-Oretz. Now, where do we put it, at the beginning or at the end of that line? That's a machlokes. Ikadiyami, some say, b'seif shita. You put it at the end, all the way on the left side of the mezuzah. On the bottom line, you do not start writing at the beginning on the right side, but you put the words Al-Oretz all the way on the left side. Likadiyami, some say, no, b'tchilashit, you put these words Al-Oretz at the beginning of the last line. What's the machlokes? Man the yom of the sefer the one that says supposed to be at the end of the line. Why? Because the pasuk says to gvoya shemayim aloritz. That gvoya shemayim aloritz. If so, you know, it's to say the shemayim is on top of the oritz. So the word hashemayim should be on top of the word aloritz. Aloritz. The word oritz should be right underneath the word hashemayim. So kimei hashemayim are the last words of the next to last line. So right underneath the word shemayim, you're supposed to have the word oritz. Therefore, it's supposed to be on the left side of the last line. But Oman the Yama Betchila Shita, the one that says it right at the beginning of the Shita, he says like this, Ki Hecha the Merachke Shemayim Oretz. The Pshat is the word Shemayim and Oretz should be far away. The Shemayim is at the end of next to last line on the left side, and Oretz is on the right side. Is it to say the far away Shemayim Oretz? Now, Omer Rav Chelbo said, Chazin Alele Rav Huna, I saw Rav Huna, the Korach Lo, when he rolled up the mezuzah, he rolled it up from left to right. Me'echot kalpe shemayim, started rolling it up on the left side where it says shemayim, echod, and he rolled it up towards the right side, towards shoshema, like we do. And secondly, the oyser pashyosel stumais. He made the pashyos stumais, Rashi says that means, like on the same line where you end the first pasha, you leave a few blank spaces. And then you start Vayim Shemaya, you start right away on the same line. That's called Parshas Tumas. You do not start on a new line, but rather you make it soft, because you can't tell on the same line, you end the one Parsha at the beginning of the line, and you start the second Parsha at the end of the line. That's the way you're supposed to write the mezuzah, the way you end one Parsha and start the second Parsha. That's called the Yoyser Parshas Tumas. So this is the question, maybe we have a question, is this true? That the pasha should be stumais. It says, "I'm Reb Shimon Elazar, that Reb Meir Haya Kaisval Duchsustis. He used to write a mezuzah on the Suchsif, and we'll see later on the Suchsif. When you used to have the skin, the animal, they would peel off the skin and make into two parts. The inner part is the better part. That's called the cloth, and the outer part that's called the Suchsif. So he wrote the mezuzah on the outer part of the parchment. Kimin Daf was like a column." And the Oyser Revach Malmali left space on the top. He didn't write all the way on top. He left some blank space there on the piece of parchment. The Revach Malmati also left some space on the bottom part of the parchment. The Oyser Pashyosel Tsuchais. And he made his Pashyosel Tsuchais, not Stumais. Means he started on the next line. He did not start on the same line. Since so, it's not like we just said. We just said, the Chelboy said that he's supposed to write it Stumais. And here it says that he wrote it, Psuchais. How were the Pashas, when he ended the first Pasha of Shema, he thought of Oyim Shemaya, he started psuchas, so it's a stira. So Martilo, he said back to him, Rebbe, matam omali, what's the reason? How come you hold you're supposed to write a psucha, it's done like a new parsha, a new line? Hoyu v'yein smuchas min ha-Torah. Since in the Torah, these two parshas of Shema and Vayim Shemaya does not say one next to another. So therefore, it's not sumus, rather psuchas. And the Yom Rav Chanan, Olam Rav Alokka, Shimon ben Eloza, take a pasuk of Shimon ben Eloza. So it comes out, he's paskening like a Shimon ben Eloza, it's the name of Rav Meir, that he wrote it, psuchas. So it's not like we're saying before, that you're supposed to write it, stumas, for it's a stira. So Morris says, my love of psuchas, does it mean to say that he paskens like him, even on the psat that he paskin psuchas, the pasha should be written psuchas? So Morris says, loy, but he meant to paskens him as only a revach. He's supposed to leave some space on top and space on bottom, but not how the parshas were written. Now the Gemara says, "Bekama revach, how much space should you leave on the top of the mezuzah and on the bottom of the mezuzah?" Some are of Menashe, by Yaakov, Yarmala, some say, Yomer of Shmuel, by Yaakov, Kumalai Atfa de Sifri. How much a cipher uses a clamp? Like when he wants to clamp down the piece of parchment to write with, so how much space you need to use the clamp on the bottom and on top, a very small amount. That's how much space you have to leave before you start writing the mezuzah on this piece of parchment. So who meant there's no theory, you only meant to pass in on him like the revach. But how do you write the two pashias? Could be it's stumais and not psuchas. Oh, malaya by the Rabbi Yosef. So by the Rabbi Yosef. Viat le tizbra, don't you agree like this? That we talk up, that we paskin like this, that you could write it only stumais, and we do not paskin like you said up psuchais, wine. Tichi omar Rav Arevach. That when Rav Paskin, that we paskin like a Shimon Elozi, only meant to say on Revach, that you have to leave some space over. But not to say like him, you're supposed to write the Pasha's Psuchais, meaning start the second Pasha on a new line. But rather, Vada the Loch Ridge, you're supposed to start it at the end of the same line to make it Stumois. Why? Because you know the Klal is, Rav Islam and Hoga. Rav always told you, Paskin, you go boss of the Minig, how Klal Yisrael acts. And V'idna now Lamaitza, what's the minig right now? No gamma bestumas. The minig right now is to do with the stumais. To write your parashia stumais. So it's Mestavra, that's the locha, that's how you're supposed to write this mezuzah. So I, we passed him before the Shimon Eloza. So it must be only on the revach, he's supposed to lose space, but not that he's supposed to write it psuchas. What's the writing of Rav holds both for minig? The Yom Rav or Omer Rav Kana? Omer Rav, Im Yov, V'yel Yov, V'yoymar. Chotzim b'manol shemim loy. If Eliyahu Hanavi would come and tell a tzuchas chalitza, when you don't want to make yibum, you want to make chalitza with your brother-in-law died. When one brother died and the other brother's alive, so he wants to give the wife the yavama, he wants to give the chalitza. So he says, if you tell it, Eliyahu Hanavi would say, you could use a manol l'shu shemim loy. We would listen to him, even though the minig was to use a sandal or sandals. But still, if he say you could use a shoe, we would listen to him. But if Eliyahu Hanavi would come and tell us, Ein chotzim b'sandal, you cannot use sandals. Ein shemua, then we not listen to him. You know why? Shekva nogu on b'sandal, because that's the minig. The minig was to use the sandals for chalitza. So you see how strong the minig is, that even if Eliyahu Hanavi would come and tell us not like this, we would not listen to him. For Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rav Kana, Omer Rav. And Rabbi Yosef Kana said over the name of Rav like this. That im yovah, yel yovah, yom, if Eliyahu Hanavi would come and say, Ein chotzim b'manul, do not make chalitza with a manul. If you tell us no, again, shemula, we would listen to him. But if you would say, ein chotzim b'sandal and shemula, we would not listen to him if he says, do not use a sandal. And the reason is the same reason. Shekvanogu on the sandal, the minig was to use a sandal. And the Amrinu would say, oh, but my b'na, what's the difference between these two lishainas? What Eliyahu would have said about a manul? Now, the Amrinu is, manul chetchilik b'nayil. Can you use a manul chetchilik or not? According to the first lashon, the chetchilah, you're allowed to use it. According to the second law, you're not allowed to use it. But at Koponim, we see how strong we go against the minig, that no matter what Eliyahu Hanavi would tell us, we would not listen to him against the minig. So since Lamaisa, the minig today is to write the mezuzahs with stumais, mistama, that's talocha. Not like Rabbi Shimon Eloza said to write it up suchais. So therefore, that we pass on like him is only in his halacha about revach, leave space on top and bottom, and not forget how to write the mezuzahs. Now the Gemara says that Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Omar, he says like this, and when we ask you to steer like this, that mitzvah la seisen stumas. True, the mitzvah lechetchila was to write your mezuzah stumas, meaning the same line that you end the first parasha of Shema, you're supposed to start at the end of that line, volume Shemaya. But the Yavdinu Psuchos, if the Sefer writes the Mezuzah Psuchos, means he starts it on the next loin, Shapadom, it's also kosher. If so, then you can learn my Psuchos come from Shimon Elazar. What did the Shimon Elazar mean to say that the Mezuzah is supposed to be written as Parshios Psuchos? He did not mean only Psuchos, but he meant to say Af Psuchos, even Psuchos. If so, there wouldn't be any Sefer Lalacha. Havadi Mikra, then the Chili is supposed to write it Stumos. You leave it on the same line, but the Evan, if the Sefer writes it Psuchos, also it's kosher. Now the Gemara says, let me bring a proof to this, that even though it was Psuchos, still it's kosher. Why? Because it's learned like this. It says, Alokha Gemara and Shabbos, that Kiyotzuba, another Alokha like that, was that Sefer Torah Shabola. If you have to Sefer Torah, they got ruined. That's not kosher to be a Sefer Torah anymore. Or else, O Tefillin Shabalu, Tefillin that became ruined, and it's not fit to be used anymore as Tefillin. Alright, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.